afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. According to official results in Zimbabwe, the ruling party has lost control of parliament. The result for the presidential race has not been announced. Earlier today, the Movement for Democratic Change declared victory in the presidential election as well. Citing its own specific count, the MDC says party leader Morgan Tsvangirai won Saturday's vote with 50.3% of the vote. The MDC says President Robert Mugabe got 43.8%. President Bush wants NATO countries to send military reinforcements to Afghanistan to help in the fight against the Taliban. In Romania, for his last scheduled NATO summit, the president welcomed recent announcements of more troops from at least 10 countries. He says more military help is needed to win the war in Afghanistan. The U.S. is the biggest contributor to the NATO force in Afghanistan, with 17,000 troops to be joined by 3,200 Marines. Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern says he will resign on May 6th after 11 years in office. The move comes amid growing controversy over the suggestion that he allegedly received a number of payments from businessmen dating back to the 1990s. Mr. Ahern denies any wrongdoing. United Airlines is warning passengers to be prepared for delays and cancellations as it checks a potential problem in its fleet of Boeing 777 jetliners. The airline says it will be testing to make sure a cargo fire suppression system is operating properly. The airline says a review of maintenance records showed one of the five bottles in the fire suppression system had not been inspected. United has 52 of the Boeing jets. The testing is expected to take nearly 2 days. This injured pup has been reunited with its owner. It had to be plucked from a Los Angeles canyon earlier today by helicopter. Fire department officials say the agency was swamped with calls to adopt the dog when the story broke, but officials want folks to know the pup is already taken. It seems to have stumbled down a 200-foot ditch from its home at the top of the ravine. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.